Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon, over the holidays, we heard about a dispute over who can use North Carolina waterways that flow through private property. So the question is, do people have the right to float or wade in streams or rivers that flow through private property, Chris?
Well, the accepted practice is if those are navigable, which is kind of an interesting phrase. The confusing part is what happens when they're not navigable and who owns it. I think this is a fascinating issue. I tend to be on the side of people, those are public waterways, when you buy the property, I think going in, there's plenty of places where people own property on the shores of public waterways. Think about big public lakes in North Carolina that people don't own. You don't own Lake Wylie, for example, or Lake Norman, or all the lakes have been established in North Carolina. So I tend to be on the side of that those are public navigable waterways. And when you buy the property there, you realize that going in.
Well, we went through a period with Howard Manning several years ago, if you remember, on riparian rights.
Right.
And all of us got an education. But John, let's say you've got a piece of property that's got a creek running through it.
Mm-hmm. I might. That's in fact correct.
Is that in fact correct?
Well, I call it a creek, yeah.
Okay. What's your take on all this issue?
North Carolina has a specific way of defining this, as do other states. They're not all the same. In this case, you really do have to be able to float in something. So just walking through a creek is not going to make it, it's not a public waterway in that case. But here's the point.
You had the right to wade through it if you could.
If it is literally a creek. So the question is, can you float in it or not? Okay. And does it sound a little bit fuzzy? Yes, it's a little bit fuzzy. I think that these disputes need to be resolved as much as possible, and they usually are resolved in a friendly, negotiating sort of way. The bottom line is, if you own property next to a lake or something, of course you can't keep people from being in the lake. Can people walk back and forth through your property all the time whenever they want to? This actually is a personal matter. I didn't grow up on a waterway, but I grew up with a railroad going through our property. The railroad, of course, is not owned by us. We couldn't have obstructed the railroad or done anything to the railroad, but we owned all the property next to the railroad, and the railroad company has a permanent
mm-hmm.
right-of-way.
People
fought because they could walk down the railroad track. They just walk into our woods and shoot things and do all sorts of things in our property, and that was not true, and it had to be enforced, so we had to take some action. And so it's important to distinguish between what is something that is for public use. Obviously, a lake or a flowing stream is, a creek, a little less clear. But fishermen that want to have access to a waterway can usually get it as long as they have some simple rules. And there are some nonprofits and some local governments working wisely to try to resolve these disputes and keep them from becoming legal and just have them be, you know, private owners marking particular area. Yes, you can walk through this stand of trees and all that. That's the solution here.
I thought it was an interesting story.
They're really interesting.
And it'll be interesting to see if there's a resultant fallout from it or others that creep up as a result of it. Well, thanks for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.